T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Justin Bieber's wife, Hailey Bieber, is sharing a little health scare that she had, and everyone's paying attention to it because it turns out that she had a cyst the size of an apple on her ovary. She posted this yesterday on her Instagram story. She lifts up her sweatshirt, she shows her torso, and she says, I know you see this inflated area, but that's not a baby. That's a cyst on my ovary the size of an apple. That's wild. She said, I don't have endometriosis or PCOS, but I've gotten an ovarian cyst a few times, and it's never fun. So pretty wild, because of course people see it all bulged out and they're like, what is going on? But I gotta tell you, I think that it's good when celebrities share their health stuff, because I think it makes them more relatable and it makes people feel more comfortable talking about their own health stuff or going to a doctor to talk about stuff. Hailey Bieber did say that the cyst on her ovaries is painful, it's achy, it makes her feel nauseous and bloated and cramps and emotional. And she just said, you know, I'm sure a lot of you can relate. So we got this. So she's going to be okay. But I don't know if you remember this, Hailey Bieber had a mini stroke that led to her discovering a heart condition. That was something we found out earlier this year. So she's had, for somebody in her mid-20s, she's had some pretty wild, wild health scares. There you go, Hailey Bieber. Good morning. It is Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And this morning, I have something very important I want to talk to you guys about. But let me go to our first caller of the day. Congrats, my friend. You did it. It's Ryan from Calabama.
Yeah, buddy. Everybody.
You're the man. I'm the man. You were the man today, Ryan. You were first in. Congratulations. What are you up to?
On the paper.
You better. This is your one. You get a check mark for today. What are you doing right now?
I am currently just leaving the rent house with a big box of markers to go to work. But with this topic that you're going to talk about.
Yeah, I told you off the air I want to talk about your Thanksgiving leftovers.
Yeah.
Because I say that today is Tuesday. Thanksgiving was on Thursday. And I feel like that means we can no longer eat leftovers. Like, time's up. Time to go in the trash. Where are you at with this, Ryan?
Turkey is to the dogs. Sweet potatoes is to my stomach.
Oh, no.
Stuffing I'd put in my stomach too, but the turkey I think is just a little too dried out and no go for me. But my sweet potatoes I'll keep eating and eating.
Hold on. You're still eating your leftovers today. You seriously are. You're not worried about that at all.
It's my last day.
Okay, all right. I don't know if I approve it, but I guess it is the way it is. Guess who else is on the phone, Ryan?
You got Tony from Receive.
Nope. Even better.
Saucy Sandra.
Saucy Sandra's on the phone. Welcome.
Hey, my friend.
Hey, Saucy Sandra.
How goes it?
How's it going today?
Well, you know, not so bad.
I just had to put you guys on together because I know you guys have a rapport. And so I said, they're both teaming up to try to become the first caller of the day. So I wanted you guys to be able to say hi to each other.
Well played, sir.
Ryan, I'll let you go. I'm going to talk to Sandra about whether she is still eating her leftovers, which is nasty.
Oh, she's a leftover eater. She's a leftover eater, I promise.
Oh, you think so?
Hell no. Ryan, we'll talk to you later. 3 days. Bye, Ryan.
That's
too
funny.
Saucy Sandra, I played your theme song. You might have missed it because Ryan was on.
Yes, I'm different.
But you're different. We got you. So you say three-day rule with Thanksgiving
a
leftovers.
Yeah. A three-day with anything.
He's out of his mind, isn't he? What is he talking
about? That is really... You want to know something, though?
Yeah.
I have another friend who's a guy. It's a guy thing. I have another friend who does the same type of thing, and it's just like, I'm not going to eat that.
Disgusting.
Thanks for inviting me over, but I'm not eating that.
I'm sorry. Thanksgiving was on Thursday. Today is Tuesday. We do not eat the leftovers anymore, people.
Right? Like, no.
No, thank you.
Well,
I can't do that sound. Somebody told me that that sound makes them sick when people do that, and I didn't know that was a thing for people. Like, I made that sound on the radio one day, and people were texting in going, stop making the puke sound. It makes me want to puke. And I was like, I didn't know that was a thing for people.
That is totally like my sister. Yeah. I can gag, and she's totally...
Yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah, thanks.
That's kind of great.
Saucy Sandra, we'll talk to you later. It was good to talk to you.
You betcha. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Yeah.
Oh, good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
It's Tony.
Oh, Tony, third in line today. I'm sorry. Tony.
You know, if I wait to hear what's going to happen first.
Before you
call.
Yeah, Ryan was ready to get in.
I want to know.
You basically don't want to come in blind and me ask you about a topic you don't want to have any input on, basically, is what you're getting at.
To me, that's like your start-go.
Yes, fair enough. Hey, fair enough. That's a start-go. I will give you that. Tony, how long will you eat leftovers for? Because I say today it's a no-go. Like, enough with the Thanksgiving leftovers. We're at our max.
I actually do not eat leftovers at all.
What? Oh, you're that guy. Go on.
I do not like leftovers. I am not
Why?
The guy that likes to do it. I just don't like the taste of it anymore. I get freaked out for some reason.
It's all mental.
Especially, it is.
It's all
100%
mental.
100% it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, for like Thanksgiving and all that, that's why I go places. And I'm like, nah, you guys keep it here. No plate to go, no nothing.
Okay.
I eat what I want, stuff up, and I leave.
You do that at any restaurant when you go eat somewhere. If there's leftovers, you just leave them behind.
100%.
Damn, Tony.
I don't even like giving my dogs leftovers.
Oh, come on. Yeah. Now you're getting all bougie on me. Stop it, Tony.
I don't do leftovers. I cannot.
So far, we got Ryan will eat them until, you know, they'll make you get E. coli, we've discovered. Yeah. Sandra goes 3 days, and Tony won't eat them at all. What a mix of people we've had on the phone this morning. Tony, thanks for calling. I'll talk to you later.
Yep.
Bye. Bye-bye. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, it's Java Dave.
Java Dave! Oh, I'm so glad you got in today. Let me pull up your theme song.
I want to take it to...
Hey.
Oh! Java Dave, you tried to call yesterday. You couldn't get through because so many people were calling. So I'm glad you called. And by the way, you can text or call to 414-533-1037. But where are you at with the leftover situation? Because I say it's a no-go today. It's disgusting. It's too long past Thanksgiving.
How funny was it that you were just talking to Tony about coming in blind and like not knowing what you're calling in about?
Is that what you're doing?
I literally was doing that, but I was walking out to my car and I was like, you know, it's that time, I'm going to call. And then I got out to the car and then I turned the radio on while it was ringing. I was like, Tony, you're talking what I'm doing right now, man.
Okay, so what do you do with leftovers, though? Seriously.
So it really depends. I mean, I do eat leftovers. I'm not afraid to... you know, go almost a week out.
Come on. Really? A week? I feel like it's too long.
I give it a smell test. You know,
smell. Uh-huh.
If it smells funny, I may not look there. If it looks like it might be getting a little liquidy, then maybe not.
Liquidy. But, oh, Dave, if it's liquidy, hell to the no. Absolutely not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But, I mean, okay, so maybe realistically 4 or 5 days.
Okay.
Maybe four. Four.
I love it how you went from a week down to 4 days. Now we've cut 3 days off of the week is where we're at now. So you say four.
After four, I'm like, and then like I don't even want to test it because next thing you know, I get food poisoning and stuff that's going on.
You know, if I was to follow the people around me, I wouldn't know where to go because Ryan said forever. Sandra said 3 days. Tony said never. You say 4 days. I mean, none of you are helping with this topic.
Well,
we're all over the gamut.
There's different contributing factors to it, too, because now with leftovers, are you freezing them? Because if you're freezing them, you can go...
That's,
you know,
yes,
months.
100%. Frozen, then you can thaw them out and eat them. I'm for that. But in the fridge, hell no. They got to go after today. I'm sorry.
In the fridge, 4 days.
Yeah.
Maybe five max.
I love it. Hey, Java Dave, thanks for calling. It was good to talk to you.
Likewise.
We'll talk to you later. I'll take one more call. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
This is Ellie.
Hey, Ellie, where are you calling from?
Milwaukee.
Awesome. And how long will you go with leftovers? Because Thanksgiving was on Thursday. Today is Tuesday. And I say, no, we're done. Let's be done with this already. You shouldn't be still eating them at this point.
Well, tonight will probably be my last Thanksgiving meal.
Okay.
But in my defense,
yes.
I have not eaten Thanksgiving. I didn't eat it on Friday or Saturday.
Oh, that's
so
your
it's not
excuse.
Like I'm eating. Yeah, I'm not eating it consecutively.
See, it's not even about the consecutiveness for me. It's like, when does it go bad? You know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about. Like, ew. I don't know. Amanda from Sheboygan texted in, though, and she's with you. She said today is the last day. So you're not alone, Ellie. You're totally not alone.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Tuesday's
Thank
the last
you.
Day. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
All right, so if you've been paying attention on the show, it is Allie, and I've been doing my favorite things because it is the holiday season, and I had done this last year, and I love sharing my favorite things with everybody because who isn't looking for gift ideas at this time of year? There might be something where you're just like, you know, I don't know what to get somebody. I don't know what they might like. So I've been taking this time to share my favorite things. Do it right before 7 o'clock. It's supposed to be 6:50, but closer to 7 o'clock every day. And then the cool thing is, I said, if I'm doing my favorite things this year, I'm giving them away. I'm not just going to tell you about them. I'm not doing it if I can't give them away. So every single week, you have a chance to enter on the website all of my favorite things from that week. And there is one winner who wins everything from the week. So I'm excited. I get to call my very first winner. I see here that they have pulled her name. She lives in West Dallas. Her name is Marnie, and she is going to win everything from last week. So let's go ahead and give her a call.
Hello.
Hi, is Marnie there?
This is.
Hi, Marnie. This is Allie from Kiss FM. How are you?
Oh, my God, Allie. I am great. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good because I called to give you some really good news.
Oh, my God. I have goosebumps. I don't know what it is, but I'm excited.
It's a really good. Well, do you remember entering on our website, 1037kissfm.com, for my favorite things last week?
I sure do.
Girl, you're my winner.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Oh, my God.
We pulled your name. Marnie, you get to win the entire prize pack. That means you won everything from entire week. You won the entire prize package from Alum Cosmetic Surgery and Med Spa. You won two shovels from Manplow. You won the holiday pack from Puppy World. You won the gift basket from Angelic Roots. I mean, girl, it's all yours.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I'm like literally in goosebumps right now.
Good. Well, you can do whatever you want with it. You know, use it for yourself. You can gift some of it away, whatever you want to do. But you're the first winner. So all those prizes from last week are all yours, girl.
Oh, my gosh. Allie, thank you so much. That is incredible.
You're so welcome. I'm so excited. I'm so happy to call you, and I'm glad you're excited. So
that's awesome. Thank you so much.
As usual, I'm behind, but it's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. And you just might have heard me get to call my first winner for Allie's favorite things, because I'm doing this every day around this time where I tell you all about my favorite things, whether you're looking for gift ideas or you want to buy something for yourself. These are things that, you know, I'm throwing out there for you. And every week, somebody gets to win all of my favorite things from the entire week. Marnie in West Dallas won everything that I had featured last week. And this week, it's a whole new week. How do you enter to win these? You just go to 1037kissfm.com. You can enter once a day. And every day I tell you about my favorite things. Now, yesterday, I talked about Kessler's Diamonds. If you're looking for jewelry, I talked about Door Peninsula Winery. But today, a very special one. Not that they're all not special, but this is something I probably used even more than some of the others. A zoo pass. The Zoological Society of Milwaukee. I don't know if you know that. That's where you get your zoo passes from. I know this because when my kids were little, I bought these like they were going out of style. And this is such a good gift idea for people in your life, especially with children. I would have loved if somebody would have bought this for me. It just would have made my entire holiday season, okay? So I'm adding this to the list this year of my favorite things. And at the end of the week, this will be in the pile of all the good stuff that people are going to win. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get a gift card for a one-year Zoo Pass, family plus one membership. That includes parking plus one guest. That was also one of my favorite things when I had a Zoo Pass, was that I got parking with it. And I'm actually considering re-getting a Zoo Pass this year, because just the other day when I asked the kids what they wanted to do, Owen's like, let's go to the zoo. And I was like, I need to get a Zoo Pass again. It doesn't have to just be when they're little. My kids are 9 and 11. And honestly, my kids still love going to the zoo. So I think it's a great gift idea, no matter the ages of the kids. You're going to get free regular admission to the Milwaukee County Zoo for a year. That means when you have a Zoo Pass, you can go whenever you want. You can go in there for 10 minutes and leave if you want. You can go in there for 4 hours and leave. That's one of my favorite things about the Zoo Pass. The fact that it includes parking is amazing. You also get invitations to member-only events. You get discounts or free admission to more than 150 zoos and aquariums around the country. I don't know if a lot of people know that, but if you have a Zoo Pass in Milwaukee, yes, you get discounts at other zoos if you're traveling. So it's a great, great gift idea. And I'm so excited to add it to my favorite things, because it truly is one of my favorite things. It is a Zoo Pass, regular admission to the Milwaukee County Zoo for a year, plus parking, all from the Zoological Society of Milwaukee. How do you enter to win this week? You go to 1037kissfm.com. Like I said, there will be one winner. One winner from this week, and you're going to win all the stuff, including that Zoo Pass. So go enter at 1037kissfm.com. Good luck. It's Kiss FM.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Adele has officially kicked off her residency in Vegas. Yes, we had all the drama where she had set it up and then had to cancel it because she just wasn't happy with the show production. She felt like she wasn't putting on the show she wanted to. Got shut down. We're back. Officially, the first weekend has happened. I even had a friend who had tickets and went out there. I was fascinated listening to her talk about it. She, of course, said it was great. The show was fantastic. And I think this is really cool, though, because one of the things I like to see is who celebrities fan out over, who they're like fangirling over. Who do you think Adele was fangirling over? Because obviously there's going to be celebrities in the audience. When my friend went for the first weekend, she said she didn't actually see any celebrities. She was looking around. They could have been hidden. It's not a huge venue at Caesar's Palace, but Adele, the one person she had to post on her Instagram story, she said she couldn't believe this person was in the audience. She couldn't believe they came to watch her perform. You ready for this? None other than Shania Twain.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Yep, that was who Adele couldn't get over it. She said if she had noticed Shania Twain was in the audience any sooner, she might have died, because it was such a cool moment for her. And I think that's really cool, because I love seeing who celebrities are super fans of. And that would make sense, because Adele would have grown up listening to Shania Twain. I also think it's interesting how Shania Twain had her documentary come out and a whole new generation had to learn who she was, because a lot of us know her from Man, I Feel Like a Woman. A lot of people used From This Moment probably for their wedding song. She got a huge catalog, but if you're younger, you might not have known Shania Twain, so she kind of resurfaced all thanks to social media.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Oh my. Listen to this one. Today's Am I the Jerk came from a guy named Brent. You can always email to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com, or you can slide into our DMs on Facebook, the Kiss FM DMs on Instagram, even mine. Sometimes I manage to see them and I'll try to get them on if I can. But here we go. This is what Brent wrote in today. He said, am I the jerk for wanting to stop giving gifts to my kids for Christmas? Whew, I had to keep reading when I heard that one. Here's what he said. Hi, Allie. Every year my wife and I spend hundreds of dollars on gifts for our three kids. All of them under the age of 8. That usually means toys and clothes, but mostly toys. My kids play with them for a month or two, if we're lucky, but then they end up in the corner of the playroom, never to be touched again. I told my wife that giving our kids toys was dumb and that I wanted to start giving them experiences instead, meaning we take a trip somewhere or we get tickets to something like a Bucks game or the Nutcracker. My wife said, "This is ridiculous, and our kids are still too young to appreciate any of these experiences, and that it's more a waste of our money to buy tickets to something or take them on a trip than it is to buy toys." So am I the jerk for wanting to pull the plug on buying toys for my kids this Christmas? 414-533-1037. You can text or you can call that number. I actually think this is a great one today. Is Brent a jerk for wanting to stop buying toys for his kids? He says, buy him experiences. The wife says, that's dumb. They're too young to appreciate any of these experiences. Let's keep buying toys. But I also get what he says. A lot of times toys end up being played with for a short amount of time, and then they're in the corner. We will discuss next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, today's Am I the Jerk comes from Brent. I love this one. He said, am I the jerk for wanting to stop giving gifts to my kids for Christmas? He said every year him and his wife spend hundreds of dollars on toys for their three kids under the age of 8. They usually end up in a corner after about a month or two, the corner of the playroom. So he said he thinks giving them toys is dumb. He wants to start giving them experiences instead, like taking a trip or getting tickets to a Bucks game or the Nutcracker. His wife said that's ridiculous. The kids are too young to appreciate any of it, and it will be more of a waste of money to do that than it is to buy gifts. So Brent wants to know, am I the jerk for wanting to pull the plug on buying toys for my kids this holiday season? I love it. All right, let's go to the phones. First up this morning, I want to congratulate her. She's made it through to day two. Good morning, Michelle in Milwaukee. You're working towards a theme song, girl.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm awake and moving along.
I like it. I like it. Michelle, do you think Brent's a jerk for wanting to pull the plug on buying toys for the kids this year?
Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. I think that the experiences are core memories, and if toys are or gifts are a requirement, then during that core experience that he's trying to give them, buy something there, buy them a gift there that they can look back and say, oh, I remember going here and then we got this, or even have the children choose something that they would like to experience, like they would like to try them together. I don't know how many kids there are.
Or, there's three under the age of 8.
Oh, yeah. That you can build core memories at that age. So, yeah, so maybe the kids say, hey, would you like to see this or would you like to see that?
You want to go
and,
to a Bucks game, or do you want to go to the Dells, or, you know, something else instead of a toy that ends up in the corner of the playroom, which, honestly, as a mom, I can relate to. And then you feel like your kids are spoiled rotten, and you feel like, what am I buying any of this crap for anyway, honestly? You know what I'm talking about, Michelle.
I do, because I don't buy them Christmas gifts. I buy them stuff all through the year, and I'm not going to repeat the same gifts right at Christmas time.
That's your method, huh?
Yeah. So they have stuff all through the year, and so Christmas is nothing to them. I mean, they like the Christmas lights, so we go to the, you know, the, wherever, I can't remember what it's called.
Well, there's all kinds Christmas of them. Trees. You can go to Candy Cane Lane and Country Christmas. There's so many. Yeah. Michelle, this is interesting. So we may have to discuss this on the show another time, your method, which is you don't do them because you do them all year long. It's interesting. Well, thanks, Michelle. Yeah. But you say, no, Brent is not a jerk for wanting to pull the plug on buying toys for the kids this year. Okay.
That's a lot of money and a lot of toys.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I hear you on that. Well, thank you for calling, Michelle. We'll talk to you tomorrow for day three, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
Have a great day. Bye. Next up, she is already a regular. She's got her own theme song. Welcome back to the show, Tanya in Kenosha.
Oh, that's right. Good morning.
Good morning. You're a mom. Love to hear your input. Brent wrote into the show. He said he wants to know if he's a jerk for wanting to stop giving toys to their kids for Christmas because he says they don't appreciate him. He'd rather do experiences. His wife said, that's ridiculous. They won't appreciate those. Let's buy toys. So is Brent the jerk?
I'm a little hesitant on it because I don't want to call him a jerk, but a little bit.
Okay.
So
you got to say yes or no. You got to say yes or no, Tanya.
I'm going to say yes, but only a small amount.
Okay.
So, we definitely give our kids toys, and it's so amazing to watch them just be overwhelmed and see all these cool presents all over the place. That's a super important piece of Christmas, to have that memory and just being like, oh my gosh, and Santa giving those presents and the toys could be where Brent says maybe it's just Santa and he doesn't do it anymore.
Ah.
But we also definitely give the experiences, and I think she's wrong, 100%. My kids are little, and we do stuff all the time, and that is definitely something they love.
So you say absolutely that you could do experiences under the age of 8, and they'll appreciate them for sure.
Yes, 100%. But I do think that there should be some of that toy magic, and he's a jerk if he doesn't want to do it at all.
Okay, so you say yes, Michelle said no, it's 1-1 right now. We're tied right down the middle. I like it. Brent is definitely a jerk, according to Tanya, but only a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. Because it's the holiday season, and we don't want to be too mean.
Yes.
Just a little bit.
Yes.
I love it. All right, Tanya, it was good to hear from you. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Holidays.
You too. Yeah. Bye. Next up, we have a man on the phone. I love this. Mike in St. Francis. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good. What do you think? Is Brent a jerk for wanting to stop giving toys to his kids for Christmas? He just wants to do experiences. His wife said, that's ridiculous. What do you think?
No, he's not a jerk. He's just looking out for the kids. And I understand that the wife is also looking out for the kids. You know, he's trying to teach them to not be so materialistic.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm viewing it.
Yep.
He's looking at spending the money towards something where they'll be able to appreciate the memories for years and years to come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on the opposite end of that, I don't think they should stop getting them toys, but maybe to help them learn to kind of appreciate the materials, they should be donating their old toys to kids who are in need when they're not using them anymore.
Yes.
And then however many toys they donate, and they can get a couple more toys under the tree.
Ah, kind of use it as a learning experience, because as a parent, I relate. I get so annoyed when my kids play with something for a short period of time. And then I tell myself I'm never going to buy them anything ever again, but I do. And parents know
absolutely.
What I'm talking about. They know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You got to teach them how to appreciate it. It's hard to do. So I like it. I like your take on it, Mike. But you say, no, Brent is not a jerk for wanting to pull the plug when it comes to the toys this year. All right. I like it. Well, thank you for calling in today, Mike.
Absolutely. Hopefully I'll hear you again tomorrow.
That's right. You call tomorrow. You're going to be on day 2 working towards your theme song, okay?
All right. I'll make it happen.
Sounds good. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Mike. Have a great day.
You too.
Next up, we have got our latest regular to get her theme song. Welcome to the club, Melinda in Rochester. Girl. Yes. Melinda in Rochester picked Eye of the Tiger. I kid you not. This is what she said to me, everybody. She said, Allie, I need some kind of Survivor song. And I said, well, how about Destiny's Child, Survivor? She went, no. I went down a list. You were like, no. I said, screw it. We're doing Eye of the Tiger, because there you go, Melinda. So you got your theme song. Congratulations, and welcome to the club.
Thank you.
What do you think? Is Brent a jerk for wanting to pull the plug on toys this Christmas?
This is a hard one, because I'm a mom as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the last caller was right. He's not a jerk.
Okay.
I have also, and my husband and I have given the kids way too much. And then when I donated all the toys and Legos, they were like, oh, where did our toys go? I said, all over the room. I asked you several times to pick them up.
Yep.
We donated them to some kids that wanted, toys.
Yep.
And yeah.
I've had those moments, Melinda, where I threw everything out and they came home and went, where's our stuff? And I went, like you care, like you notice. And I went and donated it all. Absolutely. Yep. We have those moments too.
Mm-hmm. They're young enough to start that, I think.
Yeah.
You know, they're under 8 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Start, talking to them about a trip and have a family experience, especially when both husband and wife, mom and dad work.
Mm-hmm.
This could be something they could do together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's a jerk.
And I think it's cool to give them experiences like the Bucks games or the Nutcracker or go to the Dells or wherever you're going to take them, whatever you can afford. I think that's kind of, I like the experiences. I think that's cool, but hey.
Right. And kids that are really little, I come from a household that didn't have much money. So back then there wasn't the dollar store, but there's little things you can wrap individually to get the thrill of
true
all
that.
The bulk of it.
True that.
It doesn't have to cost so much.
That's true. But I will go to the other side too and say I love the core memory situation, but there are moments where I took my kids places that they don't remember to this day when they were too little. There is something as taking them when they're too little and they have no memory of it. I mean, I think, I don't know if it was Hudson who didn't remember that we'd been to Disneyland. And I was like, you have no memory of that? He's like, no. And I was like, what a waste. What a waste. I think he was, three or four at the time. I have the memory, but he doesn't. So I get both sides when it comes to what age they start to appreciate those memories. You know, is it for us or them? But these kids under eight, I think they'd be fine with the experiences. So
I do too. And, you know, you don't have to go to Disney.
No.
You know, go to the Dells or Door County's beautiful and Peninsula State Park. And
there you go.
Thanks, but I don't think he's a jerk.
All right. Thank you, Melinda. Well, congrats on your theme song. We'll talk to you later. Finally, she's trying to get her own theme song. She's back again. Rachel in Fort Atkinson. Welcome back to the show, girl.
Thank you.
You're going to do it one of these days. I feel it in my soul. One of these days, you're going to get that theme song.
I just want to be one of the cool kids.
You are, girl. What do you think? Is Brent a jerk for wanting to pull the plug on Christmas? He doesn't want to give the kids toys. His wife said that's ridiculous. He says they don't appreciate them. Let's do experiences. What do you think?
Okay, so first point is kids are unappreciative and disrespectful AF. I have two kids that are grown and a grandson, so I can say this.
You've seen it all,
Right. I'm on the fence because I don't want to technically say he's a jerk if they don't get any presents.
Well, you got to pick a side, Rachel. You got to pick.
I'm going to say he's not a jerk. But
you're
going to
say no.
And his wife, and I think him and his wife need to compromise. And I think what everyone has said is amazing. And I mean, there's like Christmas trains that you can take the kids on a ride for, you know. Mm-hmm. You can take them to the botanical gardens to see the lights that don't cost a lot. But again, for memories, regardless of what age the kid is, you know, if they have one that's 2 years old, it will still be like bright and cool. They may not remember it, the other kids will. I really agree with the other person that maybe if they believe in Santa Claus, they can have presents from Santa Claus. And maybe not a ton of them, but just some
Brent says no gifts. Brent says no gifts, though. This is the thing.
Oh, he said no gifts.
He said no gifts. He doesn't want to do gifts.
He's a jerk. He's a jerk now.
See, that changes everything when people go, wait, no gifts at all? I'm like, no gifts at all. He just wants to do experiences. Okay. Well, that makes it two yeses and three noes. So there you go. Rachel, you were the final say this morning. I'm going to talk to you tomorrow for day two, okay?
Yes.
Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
So there you go. Is Brent a jerk? You can always text in at 414-533-1037. I see all of your texts coming in. Somebody said, not a jerk. My favorite experience of a Christmas gift growing up was getting a trip to Disney World as a family. Somebody, Anna from Milwaukee, said, not a jerk, but I can't get through. Sad face. I'm sorry, Anna in Milwaukee. Somebody else said, no, I don't believe he's a jerk. I actually support his idea. So lots of texts coming in as well this morning for Am I the Jerk?
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, I didn't see this one coming. Jennifer Lopez just announced she's going to be doing music again. It's been a minute since we've seen her doing any music. Her Instagram went dark, all of her social media, and then she came back with the big announcement. Okay, I'm doing music again. And I'm really shocked by her talking about the biggest heartbreak of her life. I never saw her saying this was the biggest heartbreak, but it was none other than Ben Affleck. It all makes so much more sense now how these two got back together and got married now. She said that when they called off their first wedding 20 years ago, she said, I honestly felt like I was going to die. I mean, and she's been through a lot of relationships. That's why if you had asked me, who do you think Jennifer Lopez's biggest heartbreak was that sent her spiraling? I never would have guessed Ben Affleck, even with them rekindling everything. But she said she completely spiraled after that breakup. She married Mark Anthony like 5 months later. She said, though, even though she married Mark Anthony, she couldn't perform music from the period where she was with Ben for a long time because it was too painful. She couldn't even think about that period. She went on to marry Mark Anthony. They had their twins. Then she got, she dated Casper Smart. Remember that one? Then she was engaged to Alex Rodriguez. Lame. That one stunk because he cheated on her and whatever next. And then she obviously got back together with Ben, but Ben went on to marry Jennifer Garner and they had three kids. So when she starts talking about how her breakup with Ben Affleck being the particular one that was the most painful time in her life, I was just completely surprised by that. So she said, once they called it off, she felt like she was going to die. I'm just still in shock by hearing her say all that out loud. But like I said, it all makes sense of how they came back together and are now married. So I'm happy for them. It's Allie live from the AdamDeputy.com studios, and I'm very excited to have a friend on the show with me this morning because in case you needed a reminder, today is Giving Tuesday. It's a great day to give back to some of your favorite nonprofits in the area. Maybe there's a charity you love supporting or a cause, but we do a lot of cool stuff around the radio station. So this morning, since it is Giving Tuesday, I wanted to have one of my friends on the show. He's been in the building with me for how long is it now, Sparky? Welcome to the show, by the way. It's Sparky from our sister station, AM 1250 The Fan. Welcome to the show, Sparky. How are you?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I don't know. I got to the station in 2005.
Yeah, same time as me. I was here in 2004. Right. So we've worked together for like almost 18 years at this point, which is wild. Crazy. But you guys have been doing the toy drive for as long as I can remember on the sports station, yeah?
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, on 1250 AM, The Fan, we've been out here 16 years now.
Wow.
This is the 16th year of doing it. We started in tents with no heat and nothing else and broadcasting our shows out here every day
right.
and so forth. And then the last couple of years, because of COVID, we haven't been able to be out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. So this is our first year back since 2019. And we're out here all week, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm out here pretty much every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have personalities from some of our sister stations out here.
I'll be out there
as well.
I'll be out there
the week,
on
right?
Thursday. I will be out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet, No Creek, for you at the Toy Drive. And I'm excited to come out. It'll be my first year out there with you guys. So
right.
I'm pumped.
So Allie will be out here from 2 to 4 on Thursday.
Yep.
So that's awesome. And what it is it's for Children's Wisconsin, right? Everybody. At some point or another, has either had to take their kids to Children's Hospital or know somebody whose kids are in Children's Hospital. They do amazing work, and you know there's nothing better than putting a smile on a kid's face. And I think a great tradition that I've always emphasized over the years is if you have kids, start a tradition around the holidays of, look, we're going to donate every year to the toy drive for children's. And it's always the same week. It's always the first week after Thanksgiving at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, right here on Ross and right off the interstate. So if you're coming down 94, get off at Ross and go east. We're about 2 minutes off the interstate.
Yep.
On your right-hand side, real nice and easy on and off for I-94.
I can totally picture it.
Let the kids pick up a toy. And then they come and they drop it in the box or whatever else. And then they know that, you know, their counterpart that's in Children's that won't be able to be home for the holidays or whatever gets a toy. And these toys aren't just used for the holidays. They're used year-round for birthdays, for bad days, the whole deal.
Everything.
And if you can't, you're right. If you can't make it out here, you can always donate online and go to the KISS FM website. You can donate online right there, make a donation. That always helps too.
So Sparky, so tell me this, because I'm talking to Sparky from our sister station, AM 1250, The Fan. They've done this toy drive, as he just said, for 16 years. I'm excited to be out there on Thursday at Blaine's Farm and Fleet with you guys in Oak Creek. So Sparky, what are the rules? Because all this goes to Children's Wisconsin, to kids that need these. So they need to be new toys. Like, tell me exactly what you're looking for. You don't want old stuff, right? Break it down for me.
No, brand new toys. Mm-hmm. So like a lot of people come here to Blaine's Farm and Fleet and go shopping in their toy land department, which is amazing.
Sure.
So people come here, they'll buy their toys, they'll drop it off. Other people will go Black Friday shopping or get stuff online and then drive down and drop it off here in Oak Creek. That works too. But yeah, it has
awesome.
To be brand new. And remember, now we're looking for all age ranges. So this isn't just necessarily grade school kids. This goes all the way up through high school with kids that are less fortunate that are in children's. And I think a lot of times people go shopping for the 6 and the 7 year olds, and that's what they're thinking all the time. But, you know, it varies in range, you know, all the way up to high school. So
I'm glad you pointed that out. I wouldn't have thought about that. That's a really good point to make, Sparky, is don't forget about the older kids, the teenagers that need gifts and all that, for sure. Yeah,
exactly. And the other branch that also benefits from this besides Children's Wisconsin is Robin's Nest. Robin's Nest is a branch of Children's Wisconsin that specializes in foster home care and working with group homes and stuff like that. So if we do as well as hopefully we will do, that allows them to take a lot of the stuff that we get, and they set up like a miniature store. And, you know, the kids that may be in the group homes or the foster parents that can't afford a ton necessarily for the foster kids for the holidays, they can come and kind of go shopping, you know, with inside all the toys and stuff that are donated to make the holidays better for them too. So it really is a very cool experience. And it's great over the years getting to see kids grow up as they come out here every year with their parents to buy a toy, donate a toy, and you learn about the families and so forth, and to hear the stories that go on over the course of time with all the different kids that have been in and out of there, the success stories. It really is an amazing experience. It's my favorite week of the year.
Yeah, I love it. And I can't believe you guys have been doing it for 16 years. I know it's such a big day for you guys on our sister station, AM 1250, The Fan. So, Sparky, thanks for coming on the show today for Giving Tuesday and telling everyone about the toy drive, because you are out there. Props to you. You're out there like nonstop. You have more. I don't know where you get the energy, honest to God, Sparky. Where do you even get the energy? Aren't you tired? Yeah. You have little kids. Aren't you tired?
Yeah. But you're always tired when you have kids. You know this. You're a mom. You know how this goes.
I feel you on that for sure. And, you know, you want any more info, like Sparky said, you can go to any of our websites here, but you can also go to 1037kissfm.com. I found it right there. If you go to contests and events on our website, click on events, and you can learn all about the season of giving and how you can go out. And Sparky, I'll be out there. I want to give you a break on Thursday. You could stay with me, but I'll be out there for 2 hours if you want to go take a nap. I just want you to get some rest this week, okay?
I might just, you know, like today, I'm getting a break well, and I'm going to go watch the U.S. World Cup game during my break.
Of course, more sports.
Win today. I got a shot to give you a high from our lovely people that we work with, Donna Kern and Mike McGivern, out here since 6 a.m. this morning, hanging out with me today.
Tell them I said, hello, friends, our other coworkers out there. I love it. Sparky, thanks for calling in today. And like he said, everybody, you have got to go to Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek, drop off toys. And I love what you said. Don't forget about the older kids, too. It's not just about the little ones. So keep them in mind as well. All right. Thanks, Sparky.
All right. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.